Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I called in about an article, I guess, that I never ordered. I never received it. And they transferred me over to you.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your first and last name?
Sandra Rainier, R-E-I-N, as in Nancy, I-E-R.
And your mailing address?
5007 Buchanan Lane, Pasco, Washington, 99301.
Yes, and it looks like this account was transferred over to fraud. Give me one moment. Yes, and it looks like this is for a contest entered for a KitchenAid mixer. You would have had to be enrolled in our meal planning app called ByteSub. You said you don't recall entering that contest or during that subscription?
Yeah, I don't have computer or anything on that order. I do have what I guess they call it a smartphone, but I'm not allowed to use it except to call 911.
Do you have also made a purchase for like a...
Not me.
Meal planning app, anything like that?
Pardon?
Do you recall doing anything for a meal planning app or any other kind of contest or survey?
The only thing I use it for is to call 911 if I'm out and I have, some medical thing going on. That's all I ever use it for.
Are you familiar with the email address reinier53@gmail.com?
Well, that's my last name.
53@gmail.com?
No. Did somebody make something up and put it somewhere? I have no clue.
Yes, and the phone number 509-412-1707.
Yeah, I don't know. I never received anything. And I let it slide the first time. I thought, well, $59, I can barely handle that. But now it's another one. And the $59 the first time put me, like, $3 overdrawn. And now they're doing it again.
Yes, and so it does look like that was entered underneath that email address as well as that phone number. If you don't recall entering that contest for the KitchenAid mixer or doing a subscription for ByteSub, we'll go ahead and have this account canceled for future billings and submit to those accounts for fraud.
Yeah, I have a home phone that I use. I don't use any other phone. And it doesn't let you do whatever it is you're saying I did.
Yes, ma'am. So we do have to let you know we do submit our claims for fraud with the local authority. We'll prosecute whoever has placed that order without your knowledge. So we do have to verify that you or knowing your household entered that contest or did that subscription.
Well, I know my last name is Rainier. And my first and middle name are S.E., and I was born in 1953. But what was the rest of it?
I was Rainier53@gmail.com.
I don't know. I don't think so. But I don't know. People come in and take care of me and do things. And how do I know what they're doing on a phone?
Yes, ma'am. So we'll go ahead and submit that claim for fraud. An investigation takes 24 hours. If it comes back as actual fraud, a refund gets posted in 3 to 5 days. Would you like the cancellation number?
Well, hang on, I don't have anything to write with. All I wanted was the money put back in my account. Because I never received anything, I never ordered anything, and I don't know what to do about it. I'm so overdrawn.
Yes, ma'am. So if you don't recall entering that contest, and if you're not familiar with that email, we'll go ahead and submit it as a claim for fraud. Would you like the cancellation number?
Well, what do I do with that number? I got to find the pen. Hang on. Okay, I found the pin. Now, what number do I need to call?
It's not a number you call. It's a confirmation number, just to say this account was canceled.
All right, hang on. Let me. Okay, what is it?
And it's C as in Charlie. 9-2.
Pardon?
C as in Charlie.
This is Tom.
Charlie.
Charlie.
92 07 07 32 3
oh, hang on, my pin stopped. 3 2 8 9 8 9 4 4.
And that's it.
Okay, let me read it back in case I miss something. C is in Charlie. 9 2 0 7 3 2 8 9 4.
That's correct.
And what do I do with this confirmation number?
It's just for your personal records.
Okay. And you guys are going to get the 59, let me see, my brother wrote it down, 89 for April and May.
That's correct.
And that will go back into my account?
In 3 to 5 days, once the investigation is concluded.
Okay, and how will I know that it's been concluded?
You can call back in 24 hours, but it would also just post automatically in 3 to 5 days.
Okay. All right, well, I'll give it 3 to 5 days, and my brother, if nothing's happened, because he keeps a count of the money spent, and if nothing happens, I'll have him call.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Thanks for your customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.